anti-abortion groups are urging district attorneys in two liberal Wisconsin counties to file charges against people who provide abortions. It's Tuesday, September 26th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a bipartisan bill would make violence against poll workers in Wisconsin a felony. Anya Van Wagtendonk will have that report. And nearly 672,000 people visited national parks in the state last year. Danielle Kading will have some information on how visitors impacted local economies. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today makes staying current on Wisconsin news easy. You can enjoy these 10 minutes of statewide news with context thanks to community support. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Anti-abortion groups are urging district attorneys in two liberal Wisconsin counties to file charges against people providing abortions. As Sarah Lear reports, the move comes after Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin restarted abortion services amid an ongoing legal dispute.
Planned Parenthood, citing a recent Dane County ruling, a judge there opined that a 19th century state law bans feticide rather than consensual abortions. The group's now offering abortions at one clinic in Madison and another in Milwaukee. Those are both in counties where Democratic DAs have previously pledged not to prosecute abortion providers. The Dane County case is ongoing, and Heather Weininger of Wisconsin Right to Life says it's clear a statewide ban on elective abortions is in effect.
Now is not the time to be selective in which laws we enforce and which laws we don't enforce in Wisconsin. Violence begins in the womb and can end today.
Planned Parenthood officials say they're working to resume abortions at a third clinic in Sheboygan. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A lawsuit over a shortage of public defenders is being allowed to proceed following a ruling last week. The suit was filed last year on behalf of eight Wisconsinites who waited weeks or months for their court-appointed attorney. Lisa Wayne leads the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, which helped bring the suit. She says recently approved raises for Wisconsin's public defenders are overdue, but won't solve a long-standing problem.
Our nation's over-reliance on the criminal legal system to address social needs, combined with our underfunding, overburdening, and undervaluing the public defense function, have brought our system to the brink of failure.
The plaintiffs argued any Wisconsinite who waits more than 2 weeks for a public defender should be allowed to join the suit. But last week, a Brown County judge denied the request for class action status. Violence against poll workers would become a felony under a bipartisan proposal in the state legislature. It comes after election workers faced threats and harassments following the 2020 presidential election. Anya Van Wagtendonk has more.
The proposal would make certain information about election officials private. That's to stop doxing or the sharing of personal information online. It would also make it a Class 1 felony to intentionally harm an election worker. That's up from a misdemeanor. And it offers whistleblower protection to election workers who report what they believe to be irregularities. Republican Senator Andre Jacques of DePere co-authored the bill.
Extending these protections to our public-minded friends and neighbors striving to perform their civic duty is not a partisan issue. Working at the polls should be as safe as it is rewarding to participate in the elections process.
Lawmakers are also considering a proposal that would allow voters to opt into a texting service to keep track of their absentee ballot. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
State labor leaders say recent changes by the National Labor Relations Board make it easier for Wisconsinites to unionize. The federal agency approved a pair of rule changes last month. One rule aims to speed up the union election process, and another rule would create penalties for companies found to use unfair labor practices. Stephanie Bloomingdale is with the Wisconsin AFL-CIO.
Making the path to unionization more fair and living up to its expectation in the United States is really important for all workers. So having a speedier election, dissuading employers from using union busting tactics are all going to be to the betterment of workers.
Critics of the changes say they shift power from workers to, quote, union bosses. Last year, Wisconsin's union membership fell to its lowest levels since at least 1989. Nearly 672,000 people visited national park sites in Wisconsin last year. That's according to a new report from the National Park Service. As Daniel Kading reports, visitors spent nearly $66 million and supported around 1,000 jobs in the state.
Almost 15,000 more people visited national parks in the state last year compared to 2021. Craig Hansen is superintendent of the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway. He says people spent more than $41 million at local businesses along the riverway in Minnesota and Wisconsin.
These expenditures support a total of 544 jobs and a little over 20 million in labor economy and close to 60 million in economic output in these local gateway communities.
On Lake Superior, the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore had 36,000 fewer visitors last year. A park spokesperson says that's due largely to fewer people visiting the islands as the COVID-19 pandemic has eased. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we're remembering legendary bass player and UW-Madison professor Richard Davis. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum remembering an iconic Wisconsin bass player.
The music world lost a great one recently. Legendary bassist Richard Davis passed away in early September 2023, surrounded by his loved ones in Madison, Wisconsin. He was 93 years old. To honor and remember Davis, we're revisiting this Wisconsin Life story from 2015. When writer Dean Robbins celebrated the bass player's career.
Wisconsin isn't the jazz capital of the world, but we do have one thing New York City doesn't have. He's Richard Davis, bass player extraordinaire. Davis has lived in the Madison area since the 1970s, when the University of Wisconsin lured him away from full-time performing to be a professor. He grew up in the Chicago ghetto, strumming on a broom before he got his first bass. He immersed himself in old recordings by Louis Armstrong and other jazz greats that he found in downtown record shops. These self-directed listening sessions would be the foundation of his musical career. Davis's first break came in 1957, when the renowned vocalist Sarah Vaughan hired him as her bass player. But he took a left turn with his next job, partnering with the avant-garde saxophonist Eric Dolphy. I first heard Davis on an edgy Dolphy album called Out to Lunch. The bassist isn't usually the guy who catches your attention, but this one made his presence known. He leaped out of the speakers with booming double stops, expressive glissandos, and soulful bowing. After noting Richard Davis's name on the album jacket, I started seeing it everywhere. There he was, setting the mood on Van Morrison's melancholy pop masterpiece, Astral Weeks.
Well, I'm caught one more time up on Cypress Avenue.
There he was, laying down a suave rhythm behind Frank Sinatra and Barbara Streisand. He even turned up in orchestral settings, playing under conductors like Leonard Bernstein.
We're going to play for you this fascinating new piece called Improvisations for Orchestra and Jazz Soloists.
Then I moved to Madison and discovered Davis here. It was a thrill to see a musician of his stature playing around town, from concert halls to humble bars. I felt like I'd stumbled into jazz heaven, even though I was 1,000 miles away from New York City. In fact, I saw one of my most memorable Richard Davis shows on a trip to New York. He often headlined there during semester breaks from the university, and I caught him one night at the Village Vanguard. A framed picture of him hung on the club's wall, right near one of Louis Armstrong, the musician he'd idolized as a boy. Davis played with fire that night. With his fluid time and aggressive pizzicato style, he made every chorus an adventure. I watched Davis greeting people in the crowd, including a woman who asked him for directions to Madison, something you wouldn't expect in the middle of Greenwich Village. But the more I thought about the exchange, the more it made sense. Of course anyone interested in the jazz bass would need directions to Madison, because Richard Davis has single-handedly made Madison the jazz bass capital of the world.
That was writer Dean Robbins talking about legendary bass player and UW-Madison professor Richard Davis. The iconic musician recently passed away at age 93. The story originally aired in 2015. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. And find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
What a fantastic story. That's why we love bringing you Wisconsin Life every Wednesday and Friday here on the show. Hey, that's going to do it for today's episode of Wisconsin Today. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, we'll show up in your podcast feed every single weekday morning. If you hit subscribe, we'll do it automatically. Otherwise, you got to search for us. Do a little bit of work on your own end each day. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.